Track 13, Tim's Big Easy Quiz Answers. Time now for the answers to this month's quiz. Back to Sam.
Tim's just told me to take it from the top. Well, welcome to the answers to the Big Norfolk Quiz that everyone is talking about, even Tim. Well, in here they are. So, how did you do this time? Well, I've totted up our score, and we will let you know later how we did. But for now, let's get consulting the answers. Remember, there were 10 questions, so let's get cracking. Question number one, I asked you which Norfolk town used to be known as Bishop's Lynn. Well, this wasn't too difficult, I think. It was King's Lynn. And question number two, in which Norfolk town could you visit Bishop Bonner's Cottage and the Mid-Norfolk Railway? Well, you'd have to know something about Bishop Bonner to get this, and I don't. But his cottage is in the quaint market town of Dereham, the centre of Norfolk. And question number three, which Norfolk National Park is a protected wetland offering over 125 miles of lock-free navigable waterways? Okay, so, well, you could guess at this one, really. It is the Broads. And not some old ladies like crazy dames, like crazy broads, but it's our dear Norfolk Broads. And question number four. Which Norfolk place has unique striped cliffs and is known for its beautiful sunsets over water? Well, did you know this is the only place in Norfolk that you can see the sunset over water because of where it's positioned? And it is Hunstanton, also known as Sunny Honey. And question number five. What is the name of the market town given market charter by King John in 1204? I nearly said 4 minutes past 12. Okay, I'll start that one again. What is the name of the market town given market charter by King John in 1204? And it has a museum near Bridewell, you know, that house of correction. Well, there are many market towns in Norfolk, but the Bridewell Museum might have been its clue. It's where our own gal Tina resides, and also Neil Haverson, one of our volunteers. And it is Wyndham, which is just south of Norwich. Question number six. What was established near Norwich in 1963, taking over the Earlham Hall estate and an old golf course? Well, this is the Concrete University of East Anglia, also known as the UEA. It's not a bad building, really. And question number seven. What Norwich building might you have seen Charlie Chaplin, Cary Grant and Harry Lauder in? Well, it was founded in 1758 and it has been rebuilt three times. Well, you may be forgiven for thinking we were after a cinema with Chaplin and Cary Grant mentioned, but it is actually the Theatre Royal that we were after. And question number eight. Nugent Monk founded which Norwich institution in 1921, taking over a former Roman Catholic chapel and a baking soda factory? Well, this institution is another theatre, and it is actually where our dear Fran, who's our boss secretary, volunteers, and it's the Madder Market. And our penultimate question now, question number nine, which house stands in 20,000 acres of gardens and parks and woodland and described by Pevsner, the architect writer, as frenetic Jacobean? And it was also the setting for the first Royal Christmas broadcast in 1932. Well, of course, this is the home to various royals and is called Sandringham. And here we go. We've gone all the way and we've made it. Question number 10. Where in Norfolk would you go to see the birthplace of the fish finger and the world's only full-time circus with a sinking water ring, and a 17th century three-story winter gardens that was transported from lovely Torquay in Devon. Oh, some amazing facts there, and all to do with Great Yarmouth. Well, phew, how did you do with that lot? Well, let us know if you thought they were hard or easy or somewhere in the middle, kind of fair to middling. And do you know what? We managed to score 8. I asked Alison to do the quiz. She got 8 out of 10. And I asked Neil to do the quiz and he got 8 out of 10 too. Not bad for us on a Monday morning. And most of that was down to the encyclopedic knowledge of actually Neil. Anyway, do join him in next month. And should we do it all again? Yeah, let's. We'll do it all again. Bye.
Thank you, Sam. And I am going to give myself a pat on the back because I got 8 out of 10.